According to Nevada State Senator Scott Hammond, the author of his state's 2015 school choice law, education savings accounts allow parents to save for the cost of their child's education. The state transfers 90% of the funds the child's school district would have received from the state into the parent's education savings account. On Wednesday, members of the Senate Education Committee asked Hammond to share how this particular program works.
So you would get $5,100, then that will be distributed quarterly during the school year. Then you can then spend it on a variety of different programs or institutions.
Hammond says that those pre-approved items could range from the cost of tuition at a private high school to the cost of online courses and instructional materials for students being homeschooled. But opponents argue that an education savings account is just another name for a school voucher, which they say will take money away from schools already in a financial strain. Charles Luke heads up the Coalition of Public Schools.
What we don't need to do is divert public funds away from the public trust and give them to private enterprise. That's been tried before in the prison system with extremely bad results.
Luke says that school choice programs also set up a system of education inequality because not every family can afford the cost of a private school education, and there's no mandate that a private school has to accept a student into their school. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.